On this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey, we'll hear from Union senior captain Emily King and Dartmouth first-year Luke Hames. King scored twice in the third period of Union's dramatic comeback victory over Dartmouth, and currently leads her team with 10 points in 10 games this season. Now here's Bernie Corbett with Emily King.
Inside ECAC Hockey, presented by the Courtship Family Foundation, along with the Mike Capasso Scholarship Fund. And very pleased to have with us in our women's segment this week, our player profile from Union College, Emily King. Emily, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Emily, your season so far with Union, pretty auspicious. And just to give us an idea of you being a veteran member of the program, goals that were set for the season and where you are at this point in the year, just a little bit over a month in as far as what you're looking and what you've set out to do over the course of the long and winding college hockey season, as I call it.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year so far. We have a really close-knit team this year and a lot of good freshmen that are really helping, you know, put our team where we want to be. This is the most successful we've been, and it's a little bit of a bummer that I'm a senior and we're starting to be this successful, but I'm just really excited to be a part of it, and I'm proud to be one of the leaders on the team, and I'm having a lot of fun this year.
Mention about being a senior, and anytime I'm talking to anybody in college hockey this year that is at that point in their career, there was that little thing called the COVID pandemic that interrupted, in your case, interrupted your career. Just being able to deal with that as you look back and to where you are now, and I would say maybe even counting your blessings, a little bit more grateful for what was taken away and then what was given back to you a year ago, and be able to extend it this season.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a bummer, but I think that also, like, as horrible as the pandemic was, it was kind of a nice reset for our program. I think that, it was obviously horrible for everybody, but we needed time off to really just regroup and come back way better than before. And I honestly think we are a completely different team than what it was before the pandemic, not only just because new players, but I think that we also just realized, like, how lucky we are to play this sport and how, you know, lucky we are to be with each other every single day. And it's just, it really brought us, like, a lot closer together.
Oh, indeed the case. And mention about the program overall, and it has been some leaps and bounds and some struggle to get the program on firm ground. It's such a tough league as the ECAC is, in particular this year. You've been around this league for a while. My goodness, you take a look at the evaluation in the nation in the top 15. There's been routinely 5-6 teams that have been in the top 15 from the ECAC. Would you say this is by far the toughest that it has been over the course of your tenure there as you get into league play now?
It's definitely a challenge, but I mean, it's we're a little bit better this year, so I would say it's not as hard of a challenge, but I do think that, like, our team is very passionate and we want that challenge. Like, we want to be pushed harder, and so we're excited to play these really good teams because it not only makes us better, but I think it's exciting to see the league overall become a lot stronger and more successful. So I think it's fun to play all of these really hard teams.
And that's going to be the case night in and night out in the ECAC over the course of the season. A weekend that you look back, just about a month ago, as one I'm sure that was of great growth for your program. You went down, you had a tough night or a tough afternoon at Providence, but the resiliency of your team was in evidence. You came back at Boston University with a big victory. What about the importance of that and maybe some lessons that were learned there about the ability to put one behind you quickly and to be able to get right out of the gate the next day and have success?
I think that it's weird, but lately we've been kind of just like a Saturday team, which we've started to change, but we're really good at after having maybe like a bad period or a bad game, we just regroup, we kind of throw it behind us, and then we're really good at having short-term memory, like a goldfish, you could say, or something like that. But I think that that was our one bad game of the year, and that's what we all said, and we're never going to do that again, knock on wood. But I think we just some of the freshmen and you know, everyone was getting into the routine of playing these hard teams. And I think that was our first hard game. And so I think we just need to get one bad game under our belt. And now we just, we won't talk about it anymore. It's over with now.
Oh, absolutely. Just, I'm always impressed with a team. If they can put one on a Friday or a Saturday to play the next day, and the fact that you did it. And as far as you and your decision, I guess, you know, now you can say way back the decision to come to Union, what factored in? You came from hockey country, the Twin Cities, from St. Paul, came all the way across to Schenectady, New York, as far as the recruiting process. And what went into what factored into that decision for you?
I wanted a small and prestigious school. I know that if I went to a large school, I honestly don't think I would go to class very often. So I needed to be pushed. I needed to be pushed academically as well as, you know, hockey wise. And I think that, I just really loved the coaching staff and how close it, like, I felt like a family when I visited. And then also just, I mean, I can graduate with a really nice degree and be set up for the rest of my life after here, especially with the alumni connections. But also just most of the team here is either Minnesotan or Canadian. So it was a pretty easy decision after like getting to know some of the girls. And I mean, I regret nothing. I love it here. I am so sad that I'm a senior. I wish I could play for 10 more years, but I love coming back to school. I don't feel the need to ever go home.
I get a feeling you may settle in the East. I noticed that you've had an internship. I happen to live in the Boston area, up the road from where I am, up in Andover. Just to give us some insight about that. It looks like you had a fun summer there with Andover companies.
Oh yeah, I worked at a insurance company this summer, and I loved it. I love the company, and my cousins live in Newton, Mass. So I just like stayed with them all summer. And yeah, I would totally see myself ending up on the East Coast for at least a few years, but maybe settling back in good old Minnesota. But you know, I'm still young. I have a lot of time. I don't want to make those decisions yet.
And you mentioned about the academic opportunity. You've made the most of that, economics major, and very proud, and family very proud of the fact that you've attained the status of a 3-time all academic selection, and pressure's on to make sure you go 4 for 4, Emily.
I know. My parents would be pissed if I didn't, but
that's all in your hands. Make sure you're going to class and you're taking care of everything from an academic standpoint. Remember, just keep one thing in mind: there's the season and the reason, as we say in college athletics. So
yes, 100%.
Absolutely, there's the season, and then the reason is even more important. Mentioned about just getting back into league play and 4-5-1 overall. Nothing better than winning one in overtime if you're playing in the sport of ice hockey. And just to take us through the last outing for your club, hosting Dartmouth in league play, climbed a long way back in that one after falling behind 4-1 in the third period. You were instrumental in that comeback, Emily, as you were able to notch the second and third goals to bring your team to a position where you could tie it and win it in overtime. But just to take us through your experience there, and I'm sure it was pretty gratifying and accelerating for you and your teammates to be able to win one in overtime and to come a long way back to do it.
Yeah, it was definitely an exciting game. We 100% kept the fans on their toes, but the first two periods, we honestly didn't play our game. We in the locker room, we just kind of weren't as hype as normal, we weren't playing as gritty of a game. And then all of a sudden, Carmen, number 6, she got kicked out of the game she got a game misconduct. And then our team was like, we got really upset about it. And we're like, let's just put our anger out, you know, against Dartmouth. Like, and they had a 5-minute and scored 2 goals, and that made us more mad. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but everyone just decided to start, you know, playing our game, and we got really dialed. And it was really exciting coming back, but I hope that we never have to do that again. So But it was, I mean, it was awesome. We had a really fun time in the locker room afterwards, and it was really cool to see our team come together and just come back and, you know, shove it right in Dartmouth's face, I guess.
I guess you did the way that you came back. Yeah, you don't want to be in that position too often, but once again, from that position, the effect was, the response was there to be able to come back. And just for you personally, I'm sure you're feeling, you mentioned about the freshmen and some of the new members of the program, you must be feeling a lot of responsibility this year in a leadership role as a senior, as one of the veterans of the program, to bring everybody along and to acclimate them to the culture of your program overall.
Yeah, I mean, in years past, our team definitely wasn't as close, but that was one of the main things coming in this year. You know, being given this role on the team, I really, like, years prior, like before college, the teams that I was on that were good, we were very close, like always hanging out, like best friends, doing everything together. And so this year, I was like, we need to do it. So I kind of forced everybody to hang out at my house for like the first 2 weeks. And, you know, everyone obviously became really close. And now people just show up at my door, like at all hours of the day. And, you know, I love it, and it seems to be working. So I just really think, and like, it doesn't matter. I like how, you know, freshmen come in and, you know, I remember my freshman year, I was a bit nervous. But I definitely have a loud personality, so that stopped quite soon. But I think that some of the freshmen that we have are still warming up. And I think that what we have on our team is, like, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter what grade you are, like, we're all seen as equal. We're all, like, we have all have a role on the team, and every single person's important. So as long as we maintain that mindset, and everyone knows that, you know, without one person, we can't be the full team that we want to be, I think that we'll continue to keep seeing success and honestly just keep having fun. This is the most fun I've had in hockey so far. So,
indeed. And just judging from this interview, I never would have guessed that you have a lot of personality.
Yes. Sorry.
No, it's definitely coming through. It makes for a fun interview, no question about that. And when you look for back, you mentioned about reference success back in your prep days, going back to the Twin Cities. Is it the hockey, I guess, really on the women's side, the state tournament is king of hockey in the state of Minnesota. I would assume the women's side just as much. I mean, you were 4-time all-conference selection in the Twin Cities, and just really, you can't get any deeper into hockey country than to be growing up and playing prep hockey in St. Paul.
Yeah, no, it was, I miss those days. I never sadly made it to the state tournament. Edina always shut us down, which was horrible. But yeah, I don't know. I grew up like playing boys hockey until I reached, you know, heavy checking, and I have two brothers. Mm-hmm. So I just grew up playing Pondy all day long with them and honestly getting beat up by my brothers. So I think that really brought a good edge to my game and I think that more and more, you know, women are getting that. I think that playing boys hockey is definitely, you can see a difference between players, and a lot of the girls on our team grew up doing that. And it just adds to how competitive and how aggressive we are and how much, you know, we want to win. And it's nice this year, especially with the new, you know, hitting and checking rules, we're actually able to be more physical, which is another addition of fun.
Indeed the case, especially with your upbringing, getting beat up by your brothers, and also as many of the girls you play with the boys and to a certain age there and before you go on and play strictly with the girls. So you're kind of getting back to the roots of the game as you developed it, so to speak.
Yeah, I stopped growing and all the guys kept growing. So
that's always a detrimental factor, that's for sure. Work to your disadvantage. Yeah, that's very unfair.
Yeah.
And I'd be remiss to mention, not making the state tournament with your team, but individually, you had experience in the state tournament. Very accomplished golfer. You were in the state tournament during your time in the prep ranks in Minnesota. And also, I believe, what did you play? One season of golf at Union.
Yeah, you really did your research. I started my grandpa like begged me to golf. He and my whole family golfs, and I was like, oh, this is the most boring sport in the world. And then he was like, you know, I'll buy you a set of clubs if you start golfing with me. So I started golfing my junior year of high school and just fell in love with it. Now I think it's honestly the best, you know, it's a lifelong sport. But so yeah,
Absolutely.
I think the golf swing sort of came naturally, although I play hockey left, but I golf right. But I think that it kind of just came naturally. So I started, yeah, my junior year of high school, I made varsity, and then senior year I made the state tournament, which was so awesome, but so nerve-wracking. Playing golf in front of a crowd is, I never want to do that again. And then yeah, I walked on, they have a women's team here. There's like an awesome golf simulator, and I was like, you know, who's gonna pass that up? So I only got to play a little bit here, especially because hockey season starts so early in the fall, and then golf here is fall and spring. So I just, it was a little too hard to balance hockey, golf, and school for me personally. So I decided to go more for my academics, because my first term at Union was not the best grade wise. But after,
Oh, see.
ever since I dropped golf, then I started making the
All
dean's
academic.
list. So, yeah.
Well, as you mentioned, golf's a lifelong sport, so you got plenty of time to golf in the future, you know,
Yes, exactly.
down the road, indeed. And anybody in particular that you study maybe more so than others, either the men's side or the women's side, that maybe has influenced your game, and you implement and bring in elements into your own game as you take it to the ice?
I mean, Minnesota Wild fan, so of course Kaprizov, but
Okay.
I would
Yep.
say, oh, that's a good question. Yeah, probably Kaprizov. He's just so skilled, and he's so patient with the
Unbelievable skill.
puck. I wish I could be that patient. I also think, I don't know, somewhat like I played defense until this year, so I'm kind of in a new role this year, but I always watched Ryan Suter growing up, again, like with the
Oh, yeah.
patience. I think that's,
Steady. Yep.
yeah, very steady. He always, no matter what's going on, he looks like he's honestly not trying, but like he's trying way harder than everybody else. And I think that's a really unique, you know, part of his game, and just the patience, I think, that I've learned over the years, that, you know, I have a lot more time than I think. And I think that I'm doing it decently this year. So, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, and looking ahead, this weekend, you'll be at home. A couple of special days: Veterans Day holiday, matinee with RIT, Military Appreciation Game, 2-game series with RIT, and then on the next day it'll be pink at the rink. So it'll be a special opportunity on Saturday as part of the festivities on campus.
Yeah, we have pink jerseys that just came in actually too, which will be fun
Oh,
to wear.
okay, yeah. So that'll be
Yeah.
for Saturday's game.
Yep. It'll be fun to wear those. Definitely be extra bright on the ice, like highlighters.
That's right, like a highlighter, exactly. Well, it's been great having a chance to bring you on the program, Emily, and wish you and the rest of the Union team the best of luck this weekend and going forward this year and your senior year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our second player feature of the week showcases Dartmouth men's first year Luke Hames. The Big Green rookie scored 3 times in 2 games for his squad this past weekend and has 4 tallies in the first 4 games of his collegiate career. Luke also spoke with Bernie Corbett, and here is that interview.
And very pleased to have with us here this week in our men's player profile. He is a freshman who's had a big impact so far in Hanover, New Hampshire, for the Big Green of Dartmouth out of Ottawa, Ontario, Luke Hames. Luke, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Bernie. Really appreciate it.
Well, you know, oftentimes if I've got a young player on who's new to college hockey, I'll talk about a little bit about the transition and discuss what it's been like. But I guess the transition has been relatively smooth for you out of the gate here. A big splash in your first 2 weekends. Seeming to be acclimated to the speed of Division I college hockey pretty quickly, it would appear.
Yeah, I think I had a big summer just leading into it. Obviously, last year playing in the BCHL, it's a great league. Very skilled league, so kind of develops your skill game as well as all your smarts, the hockey side. But I think it lacked a little bit on the physical component. So that was probably the biggest thing transitioning to college hockey was the physical game and everything that comes with that. Just taking more bodies, you know, like different play in corners and stuff like that. More of a grind game at some points during the game. I think transitioning was really good because this past summer I worked out with the pro group in Ottawa, and a couple of those guys went through college, so I got to pick their brains a lot and sort of see what it was like for them transitioning from different junior leagues. So that helped quite a bit, and I think just developing and working out with those older guys made it super smooth coming here, to where I've never played with guys that are this much older than me, but I love the challenge. I embrace the challenge, and I'm going to do anything I can to help my team and just focus on the day-to-day development stuff. Coach Cashman and the whole coaching staff, as well as like the leaders on our team, have really helped to make the transition easy. Have been super welcoming and have been great on the developmental side of things. So yeah, I'm looking forward to continuing these things and building on what we started to build on throughout the start of the year.
You mentioned about the BCHL and great track record of sending players to college hockey. And as you pointed out, and my long-term observation of the league, it is a little bit of an offensive league and a skill league where you can flourish. And indeed, you did last year, the rookie of the year in the league, almost a point a game. And I suspect that you probably played with some guys that were headed the Division I college route. And I know you played against many of them. And that's overall is a pretty good preparation.
Yeah, 100%. I think obviously making the transition from prep to BCHL, it took me a few games as well to sort of adjust to that pace and the skill level that's in the BCHL. Obviously, the best league in Canada as far as junior A goes. So to go there was a privilege, and I was super grateful for the opportunity. Just wanted to step in, do what I could, and take advantage of the opportunity as best as I could. Obviously, super skilled league. A ton of commits in the league who after junior hockey go to college. I played with a couple as well, and it was great to learn off those older guys and pick their brains, just watch how they act in practice, because obviously they would talk to their schools quite a bit, and that was before I committed. So I wanted to really pick those guys' brains, see what practice habits they had, what warm-up habits they had, just sort of learn off of them, and I think that helped me a lot and will continue to help me throughout the long run. So
prior to that, you were at Ridley College in Ottawa, I would assume, so back in the Ottawa area. What about any culture shock heading out there to distant British Columbia for the kid from Ontario?
Yeah, so my prep school was in St. Catharines, which is about a 5-6 hour drive from Ottawa. So it wasn't my first time completely away from home.
Being away.
Yeah, I was still in the Ontario region, which was really nice, and I think helped me flourish while I was there. But yeah, moving across the country was definitely different, especially when that was my first time with a Billet family, a new family who treated me amazing. I had a Billet brother, which was very interesting to live with him. He was a great hockey player as well. And so it was a great experience, great learning experience, just not only as a hockey player, but just developing skills as a person and just knowing how to be independent and making your own food and all that stuff sometimes, I think will really help me in the long run and help me build as a person quite a bit. So.
Well, that's pretty good. You had hockey in the house exponentially there. no, with a Billet family, and you said you had a Billet brother hockey. It must have been interesting at the dinner table that you had to probably, you know, hide into the corners just to get the salt on the pepper pass.
Oh yeah, he was a year older than me too, so okay. He thought he would get everything handed to him, but we would battle for some things, which is good.
Well, that's good. You know, little rivalry there, a little competition never hurts. Yeah. And as far as the college route, Luke, to Dartmouth, how did that come about? Were you on the radar screen thinking about college and the college route several years back, and how did Dartmouth get into the picture?
Yeah, for sure. I think ever since I was a kid, everyone was sort of torn between the decision between the CHL and college hockey. And ever since I was a kid, my parents really stressed the importance of school. And obviously, I lucked out with Dartmouth. But yeah, just growing up, had the opportunity to go to OHL camps, but I was always on the side leaning towards NCAA. I knew that it's a better league when it comes to going pro afterwards and having opportunities to play professional afterwards, as well as just the development of when you're, 19 to 23 to 24, and then you can step into a pro league and make an impact right away. So that was definitely the selling point for me. The educational piece as well was needed, and it's something my parents stressed. Both my brothers went to college too, so seeing them do that made me want to pursue the educational piece as well. And I think Dartmouth has the best of both worlds. The coaching staff was unreal and super welcoming on whenever they talked to me, especially Coach Tapp. He's the one who first made steps with me when I was in BC, and that really helped our relationship and built my appreciation towards Dartmouth hockey, which later resulted in me committing here, obviously. So the coaching staff here has been unreal. Meeting them and sort of picking their brains to this point, I've learned more than I ever have in any other previous years, and I can't wait for the rest of the year, because I think my development will be great, and the development of the team as well will make some huge strides, because Coach Cashman is definitely pushing for a championship team. I think he's in the midst of building that over the next bit. So yeah.
And coming in with a whole new administration taking hold there in Dartmouth, and coming from the COVID year and being back active again. Reed Cashman, great reputation from back to his playing days at Quinnipiac. It's got to be, I would think, even more of an attraction for somebody like yourself coming to the program, knowing you're part of something new and different. It's almost like there's a pioneering spirit to be able to put Dartmouth, to raise the level of Dartmouth under a whole new coaching staff.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think obviously new coaching staff can be intimidating sometimes, but with the reputation that all three of our coaches have, it was a no-brainer for me. I wanted to take it right away, and Coach Tapp coming from Union, having a crazy like win percentage, great win record, he knows how to get it done. Coach Thibodeau, who came from the USHL, he did a great job in the USHL just developing guys, and I knew he would be great for my skill development and pushing this forward group to excel. And obviously Coach Cashman to top things off, he was just best reputation I've ever heard before meeting him. I talked to my advisor, and he said he had amazing things to say about him. Everyone respects him in hockey, and I can see why coming here. He is the smartest hockey brain I've ever picked, and it's awesome to see and awesome to develop off things he provides for us, the drills, the practice plans, all the skill development little things. Also, the video help towards just making a better player overall, and I'm super grateful for the opportunity that I was given here, and we'll continue to take advantage of that. So,
well, you didn't know it. You were on the clock to say something good about Coach Tapp, because I'm quite close with Coach Tapp. But full disclosure, Luke, I've been the voice of BU hockey for 37 years. And I can remember Coach Tapp all the way back to his recruiting trip. I think he stole a pizza from a friend of mine on his recruiting trip. So he still owes for a pizza. But no, Jason Tapp, great respect for him and the job that he did with Coach Bennett at Union with that program. So you really are in good hands there. And I think the sky's the limit for you here as you move ahead, as you point out with the Dartmouth program here going ahead to the future.
Yeah. Yeah, super exciting. I think the biggest thing they stressed for me here was we want to build a winning program. And obviously in the past, it's been a decent program, but ever since Coach Cashman stepped in and all the returning guys have bought into the culture, and we started to build a really good culture in the locker room. And I think it'll serve us really well over the next year and multiple years just because, like, it's just work here every day. It's just grind, and you develop every day. You get better every day. You string along days to make you better as a player and as a person. And the values that they stress here are just really, really well put together. And I'm super grateful for the coaches and what they've done for me so far. And I think our team is on the upwards rise, and I think we'll be really good.
Well, the first weekend was a little bit of a struggle there, and you faced Harvard, who was one of the teams that's a favorite in the ECAC. You had a formidable opponent out of the gate opening night on the road, and then you went up there to the big sheet at Army, and an Army team. I think that's where some of the discrepancy comes in, Luke, where Army's been playing for a month, and with the Ivies, you were just your second game, and I think that might have been a factor. But that said, you did get your first career NCAA Division I goal in that game, and I know it was late in the game and the game didn't go well, but must have been a thrill nonetheless to get that first one and kind of break the ice, if you will, and get on the score sheet.
Yeah, definitely. It was a tough weekend for sure. I think we played great versus Harvard. The start of Harvard, we played great and then sort of let that go and didn't stick to our plan, didn't play a full 60 minutes, which shot us in the foot, and a little bit of penalty trouble there. And then Army, I think we just came out lackadaisical, didn't really get things going, and a little bit of penalty trouble as well. So, yeah, it was nice getting the first goal, obviously. We'd like it to be at a better time where it could help the team out a little more. But it was good. Good to get the first one out of the way for sure. I was kicking myself a little bit before that, but good to get the first one out of the way. And then,
And then last weekend, obviously, in big turnaround last weekend, home opener, Thompson Arena. Gosh, I love that barn. It's always been one of my favorites in college hockey when you get that place filled and excited. And you didn't waste much time there as far as getting Dartmouth after a scoreless first period. You got the first one, and you got the last one on the power play. In a six, I feel like I'm at Wimbledon here, in a six love victory over Yale. So that was, you couldn't have had too many more positives in that game, checking all the boxes from the looks of it there against Yale. That was a solid turnaround in front of the home fans.
Yeah, it was good. It was a great home opener. We had a good turnout, so we wanted to show out for ourselves and for our fans too, for our school. We wear a lot of pride with the D on our chest, and we're going to do everything we can to bring our A game, especially when we're at home. It was a good game, good team game. We played really well defensively. I think they had probably like 8 shots by the end of the second or something. So we really did a good job of limiting their ozone time, which was good. A couple good passes from my teammates. I got a couple good opportunities, and then just net front screen the goalie, and then lucky tip. So it was good, but give the credit to my teammates. They put me in a good spot, and we'll continue to do that with each other over the next games.
And you picked up points, those precious points, as the league race gets underway with the 2-2 decision against Brown the next night. Another power play goal for you. What about your role here in the early going on the power play? Are you comfortable in it? Just to give us some insight as to how you've fit in as a freshman, getting some very precious, valuable power play time.
Yep. Yeah, definitely comfortable. I think my coaches have given me a ton of opportunity, which I'm super grateful for. I'm going to continue to earn it and just work my butt off to get more opportunity. The power play has been good. I love my unit. We work really well together, good chemistry throughout. I think our special teams are really good in general, both PK and PP. So we'll continue to build off that and continue to work on that in practice and build chemistry with each other, so we're better in game scenarios, and look to raise our PP percentage for sure.
And you've been playing in the middle here in the early going. You've got a fellow member of the freshman class with Cooper Flinton, a big presence on the right side. And you got a nice balance there with a veteran player with Gallant on the left side. How about the chemistry between the three of you and how you've been able to mesh together here?
Yeah. I think the early signs of chemistry have been great so far. We see each other all over the ice, and our games complement each other. Coop's a big body, likes to play pucks low and get pucks to me when I'm down low. So that works out really well. Mark, he's great too. He carries the puck. He takes it to the net. He'll do anything to get to the net and get shot off. He's a wicked shot. So to play with those two guys is a privilege, and I'll continue to build off what we've done and the chemistry we've built to this point and continue to build off that.
Big weekend coming up on the road. You've got Union and RPI headed toward the Capital District. Your thoughts on this weekend as you get to see a couple of new barns once again as a freshman?
Yeah. Two good teams with good track records too. So should be a good weekend. I know that RPI played us in the playoffs last year and they got the better of us over three games. So we'll be looking to bounce back against them, especially and Union. First off, they're a good team. Both teams are going to be older teams because they're allowed the fifth year. So that'll be great to play against. It'll be fun to play against those older guys, those guys with more experience. It'll be a learning experience, so super excited for it.
And a final question, it's a couple of weeks away, but I had to ask. I did the trip going back, I guess it was 4 years ago. You get a chance to go to Belfast. I've taken it. Have you ever been to over to Ireland? This would be over to Northern Ireland. That'll be a great cultural experience for you.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's all the guys here are super excited. I'm super excited about it. I've never been to Europe even, so be to Ireland. It's a privilege with the school. It's going to be a lot of fun with my teammates as well as my family's coming too. So my parents and both my older brothers are coming. So that's going to be a great time. We're really going to enjoy it together as a team, and hopefully I'll get a little bit of time to enjoy it with my family, just to soak all that in. But yeah, it should be really fun. We have two really good opponents too, to play in that huge rink. So can't wait for it.
Absolutely. That should be a great trip for you coming up, and from hockey and cultural, and great to see you got friends and family going too, Luke, and all the best with that, and all the best to business at hand this weekend, headed up for the Union and RPI weekend for the Big Green. Thanks very much for joining us here this week. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, Bernie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Check back tomorrow for the newest episode of Coffee with a Coach, featuring Quinnipiac women's head coach, Cass Turner. That and all other ECAC content can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.